Because there per chet mishna dal nemanim al yer chai vein nemanim al mabushal. This mishna continues along with the theme of the previous mishnah. In the previous mishnah, we discussed when an amor is believed to tell you that the produce that he is selling or giving you come from mice or ani, and therefore you don't have to worry about the mice. And it depends on the state of the food that he claims he receives as mice or ani. Now this mishnah says that amor is to sell you raw vegetables and claims he receives the raw vegetables as mice or ani would be believed as vegetables are also chayiv in mice or midrabban. But if he is selling you cooked vegetables and claims he received the vegetables in this state as Maizrani, he would not be believed as cooked vegetables are not normally given as Maizrani. Normally the vegetables are given as Maizrani while they are raw. Of course, if the Amar claims that he received the vegetables raw as Maizrani and he cooked them himself, in such a case he would be believed. Elim kein ha'ilu davramuah shekein derech ba'abayit liyos moti melivso. Now that which we said, that Amar that sells you cooked vegetables is not believed to say he receives the vegetables in that state as Maizrani. That's only if he's selling you a lot of cooked vegetables. But if he's selling you only a little bit of cooked vegetables, in such case he would be believed to say that he received them as Maizrani, because sometimes the Baal Bayis forgot to take off the Maizr from the raw vegetables and is cooking them in a pot, and all of a sudden he realized he didn't take off Maizr from them, and he would take out some vegetables from the pot and give them as Maizrani. So therefore, since it's possible he did receive a little bit of cooked vegetables in that state as Maizr Ani, the Amars would be believed to say he received them as Maizr Ani, and the buyer would not have to take off Maizr from them.
You can't give less to the Aniyim on the threshing floor than a half a cob of wheat and a half a cob of barley. This Mishnah is referring to Maizr Ani. Maizr Ani is distributed to the Aniyim by the Baal Abayit, as opposed to Lekat Shekha and Peah, which the Aniyim come and take themselves, while Maizr Ani, which is distributed sometimes from the field, and sometimes from the house, depending where the produce is, while still out in the field. The Baal Abayit is distributed from the field. Now, when the Baal Abayit distributed from the field, he must distribute a fair amount to each Ani. Each Ani must get a minimum amount. And the minimum amount each Ani would get is the amount that would satisfy him. And this mission discusses different types of produce. How much is the minimum amount of Maizr Ani that the Baal Bayis distributes to each Ani? And the mission tells us when the Baal Bayis is distributing wheat and barley, he must distribute at least half a cob of wheat and one full cob of barley to each Ani. Rabbi Meir says a half a cob of barley is the minimum amount, as according to Rabbi Meir, there is no difference between the amount of wheat and the amount of barley that is given to each Ani. Rabbi Akiva Omer props, a cob and a half of salt would be given to each Ani, that's the minimum amount. One cob of figs is the minimum amount of figs that is given to each Ani. And one maneh, which is the weight of 100 dinarim, of the vela is given to each Ani. The vela is pressed fig. Rabbi Akiva says a pras of the vela is given to each Ani. A pras is a half of a maneh. That is the amount, according to Rabbi Akiva, which is the minimum that's given to each Ani. Chati lov yain, a minimum of half a loaf of wine is given to each Ani. Rabbi Akiva, I'm a revius. Rabbi Akiva says a revius of a loaf of yain is given to each Ani. A revius is a quarter of a loaf. Revius shemen, a quarter of a loaf of shemen is a minimum amount of oil given to each Ani. Rabbi Akiva Aymer Sheminis. Rabbi Akiva says an eighth of a loaf of shemen is a minimum given to each Ani. Usharko aperos amar avashol kideshim kareim biyikach behem mazon stesu udo. And with regard to other types of fruit that are not mentioned in the Mishnah, what is the minimum amount that is given to the Aniyim? Abashal says the minimum amount is the amount that is needed in order that when you sell them, you would receive in return the amount that is needed to buy two seudos, two meals. That is the minimum amount from other types of fruit to be given to the Aniyim when the Baal Bayis is distributing mice or Ani from the field. But when the Baal Bayis is distributing the mice or Ani from his house, that the mice had been taken into his house and now is distributing from his house, then the Baal Bayis can give each Ani the amount that the Baal Bayis pleases. There is no minimum amount this Mishnah is referring to when the Baal Bayis is distributing from his field. That's when the Chacham said you have to give each Ani the amount that would be needed to satisfy him.